You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
If you count the legal votes, I easily win. If you count the illegal votes, they can try to steal the election from us. If you count the votes that came in late, we're looking at them very strongly, but a lot of votes came in late. I've already decisively won many critical states, including massive victories in Florida, Iowa, Indiana, Ohio. To name just a few, we won these and many other victories despite historic election interference from big media, big money, and big tech.
That is President Trump yesterday. This is November the 6th, 2020. And we still have the election underway. And there's still confusion, even among the major networks, as to what's the count. And I'm not sure where they're going with it. I really am lost. I tried to decipher it. I'm thinking that at some point, Michigan was taken out, yet I see it colored in on some maps. Let me state it for you very quickly. You just heard from the top of the news, Biden with 264 delegates, I should say electoral votes, Trump 214, 264 versus 214. Fox News has the same number, Biden 264, Trump 214. CNN is showing less for Biden. 253, not 264, 253. And Trump won less at 213. I don't have time to decipher it, and I've kind of given up on it. It's going to be what it is at the end. Now, the stories have been breaking that the chair of the Federal Election Commission, Trey Traynor, believes voter fraud is taking place in some states still counting ballots. I've been looking for additional documentation of that, but I will note for you, Trey Traynor, the chair of the Federal Election Commission, was put in place by President Trump. I'm just pointing that out. I'm not saying that's influencing his decision, but I want you to always have the facts in front of you. And there's been a report that Nevada GOP claiming their lawyers sent a criminal referral to the Attorney General Barr regarding at least 3,000-plus instances, 3,062 specifically, instances of voter fraud, stating we expect that number to grow substantially. Thousands of individuals have been identified who appear to have violated the laws by casting ballots after they moved from Nevada. Again, that's from the Nevada GOP. Now, President Trump, in his statement yesterday and again today, basically, we will pursue this process through every aspect of the law to guarantee the American people have confidence in our government. I will never give up fighting for you and our nation. But you should also know there are many elected Republicans who have been absolutely silent. They won't even dare squeak. And there are others that are now coming out saying, he needs to give it up. It's over. Donald Trump Jr.'s response is, the total lack of action from virtually all of the 2024 GOP hopefuls is pretty amazing. They have a perfect platform to show that they're willing and able to fight, but they will cower to the media mob. Now, Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, has been one of those supporting the Trump battle to continue. He directed his followers to support the legal fund, which the Republican Party put together for post-election challenges. And also, you got Senator Lindsey Graham saying, we're going to put $500,000 into that legal fund. But there are those, as I said, on not just the left, but on the right, who are questioning. And then, of course, you do get the media on the left mocking President Trump, as he tries to say, this isn't over. Here's Anderson Cottonmouth Cooper.
That is the president of the United States. That is the most powerful person in the world. And we see him like an obese turtle on his back, flailing in the hot sun, realizing his time is over. But he just hasn't accepted it, and he wants to take everybody down with him, including this country.
So says Cottonmouth Cooper. Well, the Georgia Secretary of State admits there will be a recount due to the razor-thin margin in that election count. Thousands of military ballots still to be counted in Georgia. So it's not over yet. And there's every reason to make sure all the legal votes are counted. Not illegal, but legal. And the battle continues over Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada. And we're getting word that Biden and Harris plan to deliver primetime remarks tonight. You think they're going to come forward and say, it's over? Listen, you do not want to miss the next 2 hours. We're going to break down a lot of this. A lot of it needs to be examined. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
We are slowly returning to normal as we knew life before COVID. Still, you need to be cautious. Make sure your business, school, place of worship are safe. Now, that's where Wellington Environmental can help. You can schedule professional fogging or deep cleaning with just a phone call. I'll give you a number. But first, you should know Wellington Environmental now offers fogging equipment you can use. These individual units are in high demand. Wellington has them available for now. They cost about $500, but my listeners get a big price break, a $100 discount. Save $100 just by saying you heard about it on Larry Connors USA. For more information on getting your personal fogging device or to schedule professional fogging, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number, I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Everyone who's listening, do not be quiet. Do not be silent about this. We cannot allow this to happen before our very eyes. We unite together. Now, you don't need to be a Republican. You believe in every legal vote needs to count. You believe in the American process. Join together and let's stop this.
Those are the words of Congressman Kevin McCarthy, House Minority Leader, Republican, California, speaking last night on Fox News, The Ingram Angle. And he pointed out, you don't have to be a Republican. You do want fair elections, don't you? I do. I want them regardless if you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or independent. We want fair elections. And there's so many questions surrounding this election. There are even at this point that I speak. Apparently, reportedly, allegedly, depending on the source, Biden is leading in Pennsylvania, which Trump desperately needs to win re-election, leading in Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona. Six states still too close to call. So the vote count continues in those key states. And keep this in mind. I mentioned Pennsylvania. In Philadelphia, the heart of Democrat corruption in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, a Philadelphia ballot official coming forward and saying, we have about 40,000 ballots left to count. 40,000. That's what was said by the chair of the Philadelphia City Commissioners just a few minutes ago this morning. And she said, there 40,000 fall into three categories, those that require review, provisionals, U.S. military overseas ballots. Now, you know U.S. overseas ballots, how they came in. If they came in late, there still should be some time. But we got to draw a line even on military ballots. And even if it helps Trump, I mean, you still have to draw a line. Provisionals. Provisionals would be those that, well, they couldn't verify who they were. So they let them cast a ballot, and now they'll count them if they need them. If they need them. And those that require review, as in maybe they're suspect in some way. 40,000 ballots. You know what they're saying? She said it could take several days to complete 40,000. Well, maybe it's because they know the problems they've got in that state. A lawsuit filed by the Public Interest Legal Foundation claiming at least 21,000 dead are on the Pennsylvania voter rolls. The lawsuit claims Pennsylvania failed to reasonably maintain voter registration records under federal and state law in time for the 2020 election. He points out in the lawsuit, as of October 7, at least 9,000 plus of these registrants have been dead for at least 5 years. Another 2,000 dead for at least 10 years, and about 200 dead for at least 20 years. And they're still on the rolls. Riddle me this. Why do you keep dead people on the rolls? I see dead people voting. Somebody sent me a pic of Jeffrey Epstein, you know, from the sex scandal island and everything else. That did he or did he not hang himself in a cell, right? We're still undecided on my many, many counts, but they sent me a sticker that he's sitting there, he's standing there smiling. He's got a sticker on his shirt saying, "I voted." Yeah, he might well have. So the Republicans are not going to give this fight up. Trump's not giving it up. You don't want it to be given up. You want to know the outcome and legitimate outcome. Again, House Minority Leader Congressman McCarthy.
I will tell you this. Republicans will not back down. We will not wait to 4 years from now to change this. We are going to fight this now, and we're going to change it. For them to claim that Arizona won, at the end of the day, the president will carry Arizona. He will win Pennsylvania, and that will be more than 270 electoral votes. And every American should stand up. Whatever they see, go to Team Trump on Twitter and tell us if they see something that's incorrect out there.
Congressman Kevin McCarthy, you see something incorrect? Step forward and let us know. That is why I just told you that the Nevada GOP says we've gotten, what did I say, the number was 3,000 plus already complaints at illegal balloting. These are people that come forward. They're not just talking. They're putting their name and their signature under oath that they believe there was fraud. Yeah, 3,062 instances of voter fraud. Now, they may not be right if it's voter fraud, but they believe it enough that they're willing to say it under oath. See, they subject themselves to perjury and federal crimes as well if they're lying. You can't lie to get a vote. You can't lie in getting the vote. You can't lie about saying you saw somebody cheat when you know you didn't. You just made it up. But the cheating, and we're talking about not cheating. I'm watching a lot of the, and we're going to get into this in much more detail in the second hour. Some Republicans stepping up and saying, one of them being former U.S. Senator Rick Santorum, who ran at one time for the White House. Saying, I just, you know, this. There's no proof. There's no proof of any cheating, despite what the president says. There was no proof, as he continued to deny any Russian collusion story, and yet the mainstream media and everybody bought in, oh, that's a good, solid story. There's no doubt about it. And he continued to say, no, there's not. And well, now we know there's proof. But you want to know 3 years from now, in the midst of a Biden-Harris debacle, or at that point, Harris debacle, that we got cheated, it was stolen. You can't go back and redo it at that point. That's like a bad call in a game. The refs blow it. And even later, the commission of the sport admits, yeah, they blew it, but it's on the record. That's it. What, do you want to put an asterisk? Is that going to help you? Is that going to help your economy? Is it going to help your business, your family? Kevin McCarthy says, just take a look at what's happening in Iowa.
You know what's interesting happening? We're watching this go before our very eyes. Why is it in these major states that the big cities stop counting till all the rural votes come in, till they know how many more they need? On my way here tonight, we're ahead in a seat in Iowa, too, by a little less than 300 votes. I don't have all the facts, but I was just reported that they allowed a little over 300 people to re-vote, and now we're behind.
What?
How would all those people vote? Yes, I don't have all the facts. Our attorneys are rushing there. But this is what's transforming out across America. And what's interesting to me, I just spent 4 years listening to the Democrats make false claims about voter infusion into the last election. It's happening before our very eyes, and they're staying silent.
Absolutely. They were all about interfering with the election until it's them with their thumb and their foot and their butt on the scale. Here's my morning report for the New York Times. I get it every morning. It's just a great way to start my day. You talk about getting me fired up, the juice is running. And David Linehart of New York Times. Good morning. Joe Biden is taking the lead in Georgia, and the vote counting continues. Then he goes on to say, Joe Biden had another good night in the vote counting and appears close to clinching the presidency. But the race is not over. More ballots will come in today. Here's the latest. Now, again, this came in around 6 a.m. Central Time. He says, in Georgia, Biden took the lead over Trump just before 5 a.m. Slimmest of margins, fewer than 1,000 votes out of 3 million cast, not guaranteed to hold up. He's acknowledging that. And as I said, even the Secretary of State in Georgia says, yeah, we're going to have to recount because this is too close. And then the New York Times guy goes on saying, Pennsylvania, Biden still trails, but Trump's lead shrunk through Thursday. It shrinks every day at sundown. At nighttime, when everybody supposedly goes home, voila, the next morning, oh, we got some new votes here. Whoa, that changes things. We'll shrink it again. 7 million ballots cast. They're now saying, according to this New York Times, the lead of Trump is down to below 19,000. And he points out if Biden wins the state, he wins the election. Same thing with Georgia. He only needs to win one of them for Biden. In Arizona, he says, Biden holds a narrow lead, just above 47,000 votes out of 3 million. But the situation looks weaker than in Pennsylvania. That's because, in my opinion, you don't have the Philadelphia power crew, mobster voting Democrats, controlling Arizona. But they're trying. North Carolina, Linehart admits Trump remains favored to hold on to his lead. And he says this, to put this all together, Biden is a strong favorite to win the presidency because he remains a strong favorite in Pennsylvania. No kidding. No kidding, just on base of what we told you. The lead shrinks every night. The next morning, there are more ballots to count. And I just told you, they now say they've got 40,000 ballots left to count, and it's going to take several days. Does that not suggest to you they're kind of testing the wind? What are we going to need? Can he win for sure Georgia and get in, or Arizona, and we don't need to worry? In other words, I don't have to put my head on the chopping block to be cheating in Pennsylvania. I'm just asking. And then he gets into this thing we're going to spend a lot of time on in the next hour. He says Trump, speaking at the White House last night, again lied about the results of the election and repeated several debunked internet rumors. There we go again. We're going to get into that in more detail. But here's a fact. Trump has said big social media companies are against him and fighting him every step of the way. You want another example? Facebook blocking hashtags. Hashtag stop the steal. And hashtag Sharpiegate. See, there's been a story going around that if you're using Sharpie markers for your ballot, that Arizona election officials provided the voters, well, then they were going to invalidate them. Arizona election officials say voting of one of those markers would have no impact on the ability of the machines to record votes. That's what they're saying now. And the hashtag stop the steal. How many times have we said hashtag Trump's Hitler or hashtag kill Trump? What have they done on that? Have they blocked those? No. And they've also shut down numerous tweets. Not Facebook, obviously, but Twitter shutting down numerous tweets from Trump because they just think, no, we don't want him to say that. I mentioned a moment ago Rick Santorum, former U.S. Senator, candidate for president. He's already turning his back on Trump. He has done it as swift as a Marine will do with a DI in his face. So the DI says, about face. Boy, quickly, he'll spin around and you're looking the other way. Rick Santorum.
No Republican elected official is going to stand behind that statement. I mean, none of them will. They will stand behind elements of that statement. They will stand behind his comment about the polling and how you could make the argument that it was suppression and dishonest. I mean, you can stand behind the lack of transparency when it came to allowing the votes to be canceled, counted. There's evidence of that, and he provided some evidence for that. There are certain things they will stand behind in that statement because they reflect the reality. But much of that statement was not factual and was at times incendiary and not something that President of the United States should say or any elected official.
Rick, insane sanatorium. Signing with the CNN, he's on there, they're paying him money, so I guess he bought and drunk all the water they gave him, all the Kool-Aid. We're going to spend more time that in the next hour. But I want to share something else that's going around the internet for you. Who won the election? Who won the election? And some reasons as to why it is such a mess at this point, and Trump has no chance. Really, stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You know, I try to stay on top of everything, and this has been one of those things. It's got so many tentacles, I can't track all of them down, and I thank Quentin, my director, for paying attention and spotting something and bringing it to my account. I stated to you the other day that Nevada, I think Tuesday, decided, well, we're done counting for the night. We're not going to report anything until Thursday. Well, then yesterday, I didn't get to stay on top of it, and now I can't get this thing to open, but from the New York Post, basically, that Nevada, with 76, 77% of the votes counted, is not going to continue until next week. Next week. Why? There's no clear answer. Here it is. It finally opened up. They said yesterday, at 1:30 their time yesterday afternoon, 76% of the votes had been tallied. Biden leading Trump by 11,000, but leading Trump by less than one percentage point statewide. And they're simply going to wait. They're not going to report. They're not going to continue. It's right here. It's stated right here from the registrar. We're not going to continue counting and releasing information. We're doing as fast as we can. But until next week, there is a piece that's going around. This is sent to me by Dave, one of our listeners, loyal listeners in Florida. This is apparently written by Michael Charles Master, identified as author of Save America Now, Rules for Conservatives. Question mark, who won the election? He said, let me point out a couple things. All five states that suddenly stopped counting votes simultaneously have Democrat governors. And he also said, second point, suddenly during the three-hour shutdown, the dead of night when most of us were sleeping, all of those states found enough votes for Biden to catch up to Trump. Michigan, Trump was ahead by 5%, 400,000 votes, 80% of the votes counted. And then suddenly, Biden's tied up with him. He points out another point. Not one pundit questioned why a shutdown and counting votes happened in all those states at the same time. He said not one person questioned it, not even on Fox. Only Newsmax pointed out the coincidence in all five states. He deals with Wisconsin reporting 3.2 million votes cast when there are only 3.1 million registered voters. Now, that apparently has been debunked, according to some sources. He points out CNN, Fox, NBC, ABC, CBS all refused to call the elections in Texas and Florida until almost all the votes were counted. That's correct. And yet Fox called Arizona 30 minutes after the polls were closed. And it's still not decided. He says, does this not show you that what's going on, the media cartel working hard at demonizing Trump for the last 4 years and doing what they can to destroy him on election night as well? That's a legitimate claim and a legitimate point. Trump is making it. We're going to continue making it through this hour and next hour. And, of course, everybody says, well, you're just crying foul. You didn't win. That's fine. Say what you want. But you need, I need some splaining. I need some splaining about why some of this happened the way it did. And now Pennsylvania admits we got 40,000 votes, but it's going to take us days to finish. Do you know that on Dancing with the Stars, they can tabulate thousands, hundreds of thousands of votes immediately, and we can't do it with a U.S. presidential election? You tell me what's wrong. Yet at the same time, President Trump has done a great deal for the Republican Party. An amazing transformation. We'll explain when we continue.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me. Yonder come his roses.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
This was also the year of the Republican woman. More Republican women were elected to Congress than ever before. That's a great achievement. I won the largest share of non-white voters of any Republican in 60 years, including historic numbers of Latino, African-American, Asian-American, and Native American voters, the largest ever in our history. We grew our party by 4 million voters, the greatest turnout in Republican Party history.
President Trump yesterday again talking about what he's done for the Republican Party. We've always heard the Republicans need to open up the tent, let more people in. And some in the Republican midst were saying, yeah, open the tent, but put them over there. I don't want them to get too close to me. We know that exists inside the Republican Party. It exists in the Democrat Party as well. But Trump is right. He pulled more Latino votes than anyone else had for president in the Republicans. He pulled 12% of the black vote, and that was probably going to continue growing. Both of them will. We have a Hispanic congresswoman, Republican now, that everybody thought she wouldn't have a chance to win. She did win. She was a Trump supporter. Some of them were saying if you get too close to Trump, you might be damaged goods. That's why they were going after Senator Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell so hard, because they were basically in step with Trump and so close to him they thought, you're tainted by Trump. We take him down. We should take you out. Which, again, raises a question. Trump was winning so many places across the nation, not just by himself, but what you might consider surrogate votes. And yet he doesn't carry the nation. It really raises a lot of questions. But let's get back to the issue right here. How the party has expanded, and expanded on the very backs and by the votes of those that many were saying they'll never come his way. Women? No women. They're not going to pick up any real women. We all heard that from Hillary. Remember the last time around when Trump won that? And she was saying, if you're a woman and you voted for Trump, you obviously voted the way your husband told you, or your brother told you, or your daddy told you, because you're not smart enough to make a decision on your own. So said Hillary Clinton. Otherwise, you would have voted for me. and the race card. How many times has that race card been pulled over and over again through the entire Trump presidency? And he improved the numbers. Last time he pulled 8% of the black vote, this time 12%. Well, of course, those on the other side are going to say, well, they're Uncle Toms. They don't know what they're doing. They're just lost. No, they're fully woke, as you want to call them, and they've made their own decision. And they decide Trump is doing better for me and my country and my race at the same time. And then the Latino, the same thing. Kevin McCarthy, minority leader from California, again talking about how the party has expanded.
Listen to this little fact. Every Democrat that lost right now lost to a woman, a minority, or a veteran Republican. This president has expanded this party larger than we ever have. We'll have more women in the Republican House than in the history of America. We'll have more minorities. And it was President Trump who expanded it.
That's pretty clear and very direct. Don't you agree? And don't forget the money that's being dumped into a lot of these elections from Bloomberg and elsewhere. I mean, they were spending gobs and gobs of money. We know they're spending $100 million in various Senate races in Georgia. I'm sorry, in South Carolina and Kentucky trying to unseat Mitch. I mean, they were spending money everywhere. Bloomberg had spin, and they were doing it. So now that they've got this, it appears obviously at this point that definitely the House is going to remain under the control of the Democrats. Republicans picked up majorities in various places, but when it comes to the House, it's still going to be controlled by Democrats, not as big of a margin as they had previously. And yet, Congressman Clyburn, Democrat, says, looking at this vote and what's happened, we, the Democrats, we have a mandate.
I'm convinced that when all said and done, Joe Biden will be the president-elect. And we do know that he's got over 72 million votes. That's a mandate to me to change the direction of this country. So the House is still in our hands, not with the numbers that we had hoped, but we'll come back in 2 years to take care of that as well.
I don't think they will, but he wants to call it a mandate. You don't call a mandate based on that narrow of a cut. Neither party, I say the same for the Republicans, can claim a mandate based on the presidential election. But when it comes to the congressional election, yeah, there are several things that indicate the Republican Party is the one that's alive and thriving and growing. Again, McCarthy on the GOP victories.
Not one Republican incumbent lost. We're already won 8 seats and we're ahead in 10 more. How would President Trump lose in an atmosphere like that? How is it possible that someone claimed that Joe Biden would win and not one Republican member of Congress lost re-election, but almost 15 Democrats did?
That's such a good question. As I was saying earlier, how is it all of these Trump surrogates were running and they won, and won big in many cases, and yet Trump didn't? You know what they call the coattail effect, especially if the president's in office, it's your party and you're not doing well. If you can get the president to come down and support you and because he's in your party, that's the coattail effects will help carry you in. And it works the other way, too, for congressmen, senators of standing in various parts of the nation, that if the president comes in and sits beside them, that makes a vote for that president that maybe folks might have not been able to do it, but with their congressman and their senator they love and appreciate, they go with it. The Senate, of course, is still the big key. This is the one that, this is what you might say all for all the marbles. As I said previously, I want the White House. I want Trump to stay. But I certainly want to make sure we have the Senate so we have a true check and balance against the House, the progressives in the House. We might not know on this one until January. Till January, and I'll explain why. Control of both of Georgia's Republican-held Senate seats will be decided in runoff elections. That's why it has to be delayed. Mitch McConnell said Democrats had all the money, all the positive publicity anybody would want, but in the end, they didn't have the things that matter. They didn't have all the votes. So we have the GOP controlling the Senate, 53 to 47, had to defend 23 of the 35 seats up for grabs. The GOP incumbents facing a massive fundraising deficit because of all that green tsunami, as Bloomberg and others dumped money all over the floor. Pick it up, Democrats. Just pick it up. Scoop it up. It's all for you. Martha McSally losing in Arizona based on the numbers we have been told. And, of course, that's still under debate for Trump in Arizona. So will that change? And look again at those who stepped forward to support Trump as we began this segment. How he expanded the base. Whites, obviously, women, even though Clinton had said, Hillary, that you must be stupid if you're voting for him. Blacks, who other blacks would say that you're an Uncle Tom. And the Latinos, and they're being hated too. You know that, don't you? Even inside their own community. John Leguizamo, is that his name, an actor? Here's what he's saying. Talking on Hollywood Reporter. I could care less, but it's what he's telling his own race, his own people. He said the reason so many Latinos were helping Trump and voted for him is because they have self-hate. They hate themselves so much that they voted for Trump. I don't even understand how you figure that one out. Self-hate? That's why they're Latin Trump supporters? He said, and sometimes these people, they don't care about others. They just care about their finances. So they're doing well, so they don't care about other Latinos. Well, really, that's true with many folks when you get down to it. I wish you and your family well, but if one family is going to eat, it's never going to be my family. But exit polls showed Donald Trump's strength among Latinos, 3 battleground states, Florida, which he won, Texas, which he won, and Arizona should go to him. But we still have them indicating it may not be there. In the past, Leguizamo, this Latin actor, has compared Latinos who support Trump to roaches for raid. So see, you cannot be a Latino and vote for Trump because obviously you don't know what you're doing, or you're doing it only for your selfish reasons and not for your people. The left will turn on its own and eat them alive. Take a break when we come back. I want you to hear Anderson Cottonmouth Cooper again about how he characterized Trump as he was speaking yesterday. Stand by, please.
President of the United States. That is the most powerful person in the world, and we see him like an obese turtle on his back, flailing in the hot sun, realizing his time is over. But he just hasn't accepted it, and he wants to take everybody down with him, including this country.
So says Anderson Cottonmouth Cooper of CNN and NNN. Talk about President Trump's remarks yesterday about how we got to be aware of this election being stolen if we're not careful. We need to want every legal vote counted, but we want the illegal votes thrown out. And Cooper and the rest of his group on CNN yesterday were saying, he has no proof. He just says it, and we're supposed to accept it. Reminding Cooper that you guys did the same thing, reference a Russian collusion story. You never had any proof. You had no proof. You just had operatives that would say what you wanted them to. That's why they got so much time on your ear. You did not have any proof. You let them rant and rave and go on and on because it was damaging, you thought, to Trump. And you were sure it'd be proven, and it wasn't. We're going to spend more time on that in the next hour. And we're going to connect Republicans to them who are also dancing around the edges suddenly. Need to move away from Trump. They need to keep in mind what happened across the nation. I told you that the current balance of power in the Senate still at 48-48. Now, if Republicans end up holding on to Alaska and North Carolina, they'll have a 50-48 advantage in the Senate. That means, as I said earlier, the two runoff elections in Georgia, because both senators are up for election. And if they win, if the Democrats win both of those, you got a 50-50 Senate. And, of course, if Biden defeats Trump, Kamala Harris would become VP of the Senate. I should say president of the Senate. She would be VP and become the one casting tie-breaking votes. That is not what we want. And then the legislative chambers we talked about earlier and how they could not flip a single Republican seat, and yet Republicans flipped some Democrat seats. You know who was leading members of Congress throughout the last 4 years? Let me see. The last name begins with a P. Pelosi. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi. And she wants to do the same. She sent out a letter to all the Democrat members yesterday. I am writing to request your support to be reelected as Speaker. You do know she faced some tough times last time around. AOC and the Green Party were after her, and that included Bernie, and I would expect they're going to do it again. Do they really want her to be up at the front? And let's talk briefly about the money they got spent in this thing. I told you the money dropped by Bloomberg. Maybe you don't really understand how much he spent. His top political advisors say Michael Bloomberg, on behalf of the Democrat presidential nominee, dropped, are you ready? He shelled out $1 billion. $1 billion from his own accounts. Spending more than $100 million in the general election to help Biden in Florida in September through this week's election, and Texas and Ohio in the closing weeks. Trump won Florida by 3.3 points, Texas at last count by 5.8, Ohio roughly by 8. Well, now they're saying, but what we did, though, is we made the Trump campaign and Republicans spent a lot of money in those states so we could go spend money elsewhere. Our singular goal was electing Joe Biden, so if we could get them to spend money in those states, well, then we could rack it up in the other states. Anytime you hear the Democrats always say we want a fair election, Republicans do it too. I'm not going to dismiss that there were a lot of billionaires on Trump's support group as well. Now they cannot give so much beyond numbers. I think 5,900. I may be off on that number individual now. I haven't checked it lately. The bottom line is they're not doing it that way. They're putting in special PACs, and there's unlimited money you can put into these PAC groups. But when the Democrats are saying we won fair and square, you look, $1 billion? And then they were spending $100 million in three or four different Senate campaigns, and that didn't do them any good either. So the counting continues. And apparently will continue for some time to come. As we were saying earlier, Pennsylvania says we got 40,000 ballots, and we won't know until maybe next week. And then this slow counting in Nevada we were talking about earlier, they continue to slow count it. Why are they so delayed in that key state? Well, because they can, and they're doing it. Trump campaign, of course, launching a lawsuit claiming fraud underway, and I don't doubt that's possible. Anytime they're dragging it out like this, as they're also doing in Pennsylvania, you got to say, are you cooking something on the stove in the back room? I think you are. You don't want to miss a second hour. Please stay with us.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.